Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
.36 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon. The fallout from Virginia Attorney General Jason Miari's rather extensive report, 69 pages, as I recall, on the parole board is still happening. This is a huge, absolutely a huge story. The sad part, as far as I'm concerned, statute of limitations has run out on Adrian Bennett and criminal liability. However, she can, and in my opinion, she should be removed from that judgeship. And she can, and in my opinion, she should be disbarred. Now, I don't know if there's going to be any action on either one of those things, but it's a huge story. What this parole board and what this parole board chair did to victims in our Commonwealth is absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And as I pointed out yesterday, even though Jason Miari's in his report talks about the media covering this, the reality is there was really one guy on the radio and one guy on TV covering it and staying focused on it. You know who the guy on the radio was. My friend John Burkett, the crime insider from CBS 6, was absolutely the guy on TV. John, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Listen, this is a story that is near and dear, I would dare say, to both of us. We were both following this 24/7, it seemed forever. Just give me, first off, just your gut check response to Jason Miari's report.
Well, in his first line when he came out and he said, folks, this is worse than what we expected, that was kind of an eyebrow raiser. Because I was like, oh, boy, what else do they find? And then you come with the numbers of, in a month's time, 137 violent offenders release compared to 4 nonviolent offenders release. And it makes you shake your head like, what was going on?
Yeah. It was, in many ways, the cover-up as well. I mean, the cover-up was active. It was ongoing. The Northam administration, I'm going to say it, you don't have to, but I think the Northam administration knew about it from the beginning, and they just didn't care. It seemed like COVID was the cover.
Well, that's something that came out in the report, too, is that they were talking about COVID-19 and how Bennett wanted to use that as a way to let some of these guys out on parole. But at the time, Secretary of Public Safety Brian Moran said, absolutely not. You can't do that. You can't make up your own rules. You have to go through the legislature to do that. And, Miara said yesterday that Moran was one of the main guys they spoke with as far as from the Northern administration, and he cooperated, and so did Westfall, the OSIG.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, in retrospect, that Moran is now forthcoming. But let's not kid ourselves. He was one of the guys out in front, along with Clark Mercer, doing everything possible, it seemed to me, to tarnish the reputation of Jennifer Musketti, who was the investigator over at OSIG, who really blew the lid off of all this.
And that's what came out in this report as well, is that, you know, taxpayers footed a $250,000 bill that the Northam administration got a firm from New York to come down and investigate it. And I can't remember, it was Nixon Peabody.
That sounds right, yeah.
I think it's Nixon Peabody. And basically, they said that the whistleblower in this case, Musketti, was biased, and so was Westfall, who was the OSIG at the time, the inspector general. And this report that Miaris put out framed it and said, listen, there, that we could find no bias. It was unbiased on their part, and we don't know where Nixon and Peabody came up with that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I think $250,000 in a request from the Northam administration might have been involved in their findings, but, you know, I'm spitballing here. So where do we go from here, do you think, John? This Adrian Bennett still has her judgeship in Virginia Beach, but for the longest time, people were telling me they haven't seen her at the Virginia Beach courthouse for a long time. Do you know what's going on out there?
Well, Miaris did confirm yesterday, the Attorney General confirmed, that she was put on suspension when some of this parole board stuff surfaced. They also made allegations in the report that she was still acting as if she was in charge of the parole board during some of her judgeship down there in Virginia Beach. So
yeah,
that's got to go in front of it. I think they called it a canon,
right?
Say, something like, I don't know the terminology for it. But, and, you know, yesterday I asked the question, I said, so basically you're telling us statute of limitations of the year, and there's going to be zero accountability for any of this, even though it was said yesterday she could have been charged with at least three misdemeanors.
Right.
And served a year in jail, could serve a year in jail for each of these misdemeanors if convicted.
Mm-hmm.
But the statute of limitations has passed, so that can't happen. So really, as far as the judgeship, I think only thing that can happen is legislators get together and they can maybe start an impeachment process on the judgeship. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Well, that seems to be problematic because, of course, we need the Virginia Democrats to get on board. And as you read the Miaris report, boy, this whole thing seemed political. You go back to who it was who appointed some folks, including Bennett. You know, you got the Terry McAuliffe crowd and the rest of it. I still think, again, my personal opinion, I think she ought to be removed from the judgeship. And as I'm reading through this report, I'm thinking, I think she ought to be disbarred. Now, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a prosecutor. So this is just was rattling around inside my head. But I think given her actions, my God, she's got to be held accountable.
And what was shocking more so to me is that Miaris announced yesterday that it tried to investigate with her and interview her. She wasn't very cooperative with her interviews. And all of her emails surrounding the parole board were deleted somehow. And you come to tell me that she can delete emails and they'll be off the server? I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole thing stinks to high heaven, and it stank to high heaven starting with day one, don't you think?
I do.
Yeah.
And obviously there's more legwork on this, but I just think right now, if you want accountability, it's going to be done through legislators. And that's going to be in the form of getting her off the bench if they vote to impeach her.
Yeah. John Burkett is joining us, the crime insider from CBS6. As I mentioned to you, as all of this was unfolding, and it really was unfolding because the killer of Richmond police officer Michael Patrick Connors was granted parole. John Burkett was the guy on TV that took this as far as it could go. And John, I remember you asking the question of Ralph Northam, who looked as he normally did, but especially so that day, sort of like the deer caught in the headlights and tried to shuffle off the stage.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's kind of a can that's been kicked down the road, man.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I from a personal standpoint, I thought more was going to come out of it. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't know the law. And
right.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm a reporter.
Yep. Well, and frankly, we're happy that you're a reporter because you're. No, I'm serious, man. You're one of the best, and I you know, I've said that privately, and I'll say it publicly where everybody can hear it. I admire the fact and appreciate the fact, especially with this case, that you went, you know what, to the wall to keep the light on this, to keep covering it. And you spent time, as I did, my friend, talking with the Connors family.
Yeah, and I still keep in contact with them. They reached out around Christmas time. So, you know, I encourage folks to look up this report and to read the 70 pages. You're going to be blown away with some of the examples.
Yeah.
The number of rapists that were let go, 37% of the murder suspects on parole were let go. And doing so, when I say let go, she was waiving supervision. Normally when you get on parole, you have 5 years of supervision automatic.
Right.
Well, that was written off. The 5 years was written off. That's one of the findings they found.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that in and of itself is outrageous. I mean, could you imagine you've made this disastrous decision to release capital murderers and those convicted of first degree murder, but then you want to compound it by saying, oh, and by the way, no supervision. It boggles the mind. It really does, John.
It does. And there were several instances where the RS spelled out, guys got out, and within 2 weeks were back in for doing some similar or even worse crime. So, you know, I don't think anybody is opposed to second chances. But when you have inmates that are being released that on average, had 104 years of sentencing, it's mind-boggling. It just makes you shake your head like, what?
It sure does. It sure does. Hey, a quick question for you, because I'm sure you were covering these new crime numbers that our acting chief of police, Rick Edwards, released the other day. Anything jump out from those that you want to share with us?
Well, what jumps out right now is that the city of Richmond, which is drastically more populated than the city of Hopewell, is doing better than the city of Hopewell. Mm. You know, we've had 3 homicides this year in Richmond. Hopewell's had 4. I mean, that's almost unheard of, man. In my career, I don't think I've ever, Hopewell normally has 4 a year, and they've already got 4 in the month of January. So hopefully that the task force that they put together down in Hopewell with the state police, with Hopewell sheriff's deputies, hopefully that's going to work because they're off to a rocky start.
They sure are. They sure are. John, I always appreciate you making time, especially with all these big family events you got doing the grandpa thing and your big brother celebrating his birthday, and it's all good stuff, though.
I feel like Jonathan Austin, the juggler, man, I swear. I've got another birthday coming up this week, man. My daughter turned 7 on Monday, so.
No, really? Oh, my
gosh. Yeah. It feels like she was just born, dude.
Yeah, I not that I was there, but I remember the pics. I remember the announcement. Oh, my. Wow, she's almost into the double digits, my friend.
I know she'll be asking for keys to the car in no time.
Hey, before I cut you loose, any of the cold cases that you're working on right about now, or anything you want us to know?
Well, funny you ask that, because I'm getting ready to interview the father of Ashley Berry. She was the Richmond firefighter that was murdered in Hopewell about 4 years ago. She was shielding her 5-year-old son when someone came by and shot her. We're working on that case, and we've got a few others that we're working on, but the Ashley Berry case is the closest one that we are to broadcast.
All right. Well, we will, of course, stay focused. We'll be watching you on CBS6. A very happy birthday for your little lady there. I can't believe she's 7. That's, man, well, happy birthday. And that just means you're old. That's all I can say.
I know. So I'm a grandpa.
I wasn't going to mention it a second time, but I know when you get to your age, your memory goes. So, yeah, you're a grandpa. That's exactly right.
That's what I'm using as my excuse now. My wife says, you're not taking the trash out. So I'm a grandpa. Forget.
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, we got a couch here when you need to crash for a night. John.
Hi, brother.
All right. Thanks,
man.
All right. That is John Burkett, Crime Insider, CBS 6. John's the guy. when it comes to criminal matters, I'm just telling you flat out, there's nobody better. And if you don't have a copy of his book, you can go to thejeffcatshow.com. That's the quickest one that I'm thinking of, because we've got the book club that I put up there. Well, I put up there. PJ Morrissey, my social media director, put it up there. But you can go there, thejeffcatshow.com, and I've got all the books there, and you get yourself a copy of John Burkett's book. And watch him on CBS 6. I'm just telling you, this matter that Jason Miari's talked about yesterday is huge. And I'm going to cover it a little bit more in the 4 o'clock hour. In fact, I want everybody to hear as much about this as possible, because some people have already sent me notes. Jeff, it's 69, 70 pages long. I don't have time. Can't you do the highlights? Well, I did that yesterday. And some people say, well, I wasn't here yesterday. I didn't get a chance to hear. That's fine. 4 o'clock hour, I'll tell you a little bit more about what the Attorney General reveals. And it is ugly. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.